Well, here we are, the second hour here on RBN of Authentic News. I welcome your calls on 30 August. Meanwhile, just to complete, round out the discussion, and I've reposted the article on my blog. It may be links that I previously used need to be updated. You can check it out. This is one you want to share widely. Point six. PCR tests for infection diagnosis are a complete fraud. Yes. PCR diagnosis of COVID has always been a quack science fraud from day one. PCR instruments are incapable of quantitative analysis, which means they can't determine the viral load in any given sample. Further, PCR instruments can be easily adjusted to increase their replication cycles, so that background noise is magnified to the point where a positive outcome is achieved for virtually any desired sample. This is one of the major problems. The public thought it was very scientific to go get a test. Remember Hillary, test, test, test. She was encouraging everyone because she knew it was a scam. The entire narrative surrounding swabs and tests and surveillance of COVID using PCR is 100% pure fiction with no basis in science or fact. The entire thing is a deliberate lie pushed by dishonest authorities and operators who are part of the plandemic scheme that's designed to murder people, destroy economies, achieve mass obedience, and empower governments to act as lawless tyrants. A PCR machine can no more diagnose a viral infection than a magnifying glass can see the future. 7. Your doctor was bribed to push unsafe, unproven COVID mRNA jabs, and he gladly went along with it. I'm sorry to say, you know, I have a wonderful doctor in whom I believe. But I told him, you know, I couldn't believe that even wearing masks, and it was so ridiculous. I already had 8 or more articles, including from the National Association of Physicians and Surgeons, which is our nation's leading medical professional society, demonstrating face masks do not offer protection from disease. In fact, they're worn in operating rooms to keep the physicians and the nurses from contaminating the patient with spittle. They are to protect the patient from those who are wearing the mask and operating on him. If your doctor pressured you to take a COVID jab, he or she was financially incentivized to do so. He got paid, in other words, like a pharma whore, to push an experimental injection in gross violation of international war crime treaties, as well as the Hippocratic Oath, which of course says, first, do no harm. It was then Minnesota State Senator Scott Jensen, who also happens to be a physician, who was the first to blow the whistle on how much hospitals were being paid, you know, to get anyone classified as COVID. As I recall, it was $13,000 at the time. Putting him on a ventilator, doubled or tripled. I mean, it was just outrageous. It turns out there's nothing conventional. Doctors won't inject into their patients if they're paid a bonus to do that. Even biological weapons, depopulation jabs, and experimental spike protein factories. What's especially noteworthy is that these doctors, once paid, also managed to lie to themselves claiming that COVID vaccines were well-tested, clinically validated, safe, and effective. They just can't cite any real evidence to back up those false claims. But they tell themselves it's all true so they can internally justify exterminating patients for profit. Depopulation is never paid as well as it does today, thanks to the government's anti-human COVID policies and financial incentives. Conventional doctors are more than happy to play their frontline role in the mass extermination of human populations as long as they maintain power and profit as a result. Now, I've had very good physicians and surgeons, and I do not believe that generalization applies to them all. But I'm open-minded and willing to believe it does apply to most, a majority even, because the profit motive is so seductive, and because hospitals are businesses run for profit. Number 8, the WHO is run by globalists with a depopulation agenda. One of the key goals of the UN, under which WHO operates, is to eliminate billions of humans living on planet Earth today. This genocidal agenda is the foundation upon which the climate change fraud has been built. The entire climate narrative is really about ending human activity by ending humans. This effort to depopulate planet Earth takes many forms, but vaccines are among the most effective, since they give mad scientists direct access to the tissue and bloodstream of victims. Those same victims, under the false belief that vaccines are safe and effective when they are neither, don't even resist being injected with depopulation bioweapons. The primary purpose of the COVID narrative, of course, was to exploit fear to drive people into voluntary death shots. The easiest way for globalists to dispose of billions of people by making them sure they don't fight back. In Plandemic 2.0, now being launched, the WHO, the World Health Organization, will order local jurisdictions to round up people and imprison them in concentration camps, which will be dubbed quarantine camps, where they will likely be murdered and then counted as COVID casualties to further pump up the dead body count. In COVID 2.0, if they come to take you to any sort of camp, they most likely intend to murder you. Do not comply or you die. Recently, WF advisor Professor Sarah Harper said the population collapse currently being observed in the UK is good for the planet. The vast number who are dying in the UK, this professor says, is good for the planet. In speaking about the precipitous decline in the number of new births across Great Britain these days, Harper pretty much celebrated this as a great thing that will help stop global warming and climate change. We've seen many other examples of globalists accidentally letting it slip that they equate global depopulation with planetary benefits. Number 9, food supply change disruptions are not a side effect, but a feature of government-enforced lockdowns. That is, they're trying to starve us all. Among the ways the Western governments are trying to slaughter their own people is by wrecking the food supply chain, by invoking a fraudulent pandemic emergency. Governments can force food production and farming facilities to shut down. Fraudulent PCR swab tests are routinely used across food facilities in order to generate positive PCR results that flag an imaginary COVID case. This case is then cited by local health authorities to order the shutdown of that facility, causing severe disruption in the food supply chain, leading to food scarcity and food inflation, both deliberately engineered. When food prices are engineered to rise, it causes a huge increase in food scarcity. More people go hungry. Many become homeless because the necessary increase in food costs impairs their ability to cover their rent or mortgage costs. With COVID 2.0, watch for extreme food supply disruption and scarcity beyond what most of us saw with the original COVID. This time, the globalists are going all out to achieve mass extermination. We will soon see masses of starving Americans in the streets of Democrat-run cities begging for food, being offered free hamburgers if they merely agree to be injection with euthanasia shots labeled vaccines. This piece by Mike Adams is so brilliant. You must read it. I've just republished on my blog. Check it out. Meanwhile, we have our first caller, Tom from Florida. Tom, join the conversation.
Oh, yes, sir. Good day to you, Jim. Absolutely. I was just watching on a couple of the news channels. They're talking about how many billions of dollars they stole from the COVID last vaccine nonsense. There's billions of dollars missing out of the Treasury. Where's all this money? All these criminals all over the world getting all this money. They still don't want to tell you that actually came out. It was a man-made thing out of Duke University or China. This whole thing has been a giant cabal. And all this nonsense with this COVID. Let me ask you, what happened in 1969 when I was a kid and they had the Hong Kong flu? They didn't make nobody wear masks then. They didn't make everybody go get shots. It was the same variant, N1, H1, H1, N1. It's all a big, giant, kosher conspiracy. And these filthy billionaires like Bill Gates, that pig Oprah Winfrey, and all these other pigs with all these billions of dollars. And the Rothschilds got a $500 trillion, Jim. They run everything.
Tom, I like it. And I love that phrase, kosher conspiracy. That's brilliant. Oh, Tom,
what the hell? Yeah, and then you got, it's funny. Here in South Florida, you have the Ashkenazis bickering with the Sephardites. It's unbelievable. Right? They between the two of them, they try to vie for power. Who's got more brains?
Tom,
you're fading out.
Keep going, Tom. You're fading a little bit. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. Like I said, these Ashkenazis and these Sephardites, they want to be see who's got the more brains between a bunch of them. And they're all devils. They're all demonic as hell, 90% of them. There's some good ones, but I would say 80% of them are really whacked out. Bolshevik, Marxist, communist, schmucks. What can I tell you, Jim? But here, I wanted to call your show about this. Have you been seeing lately, sir, what's going on with NASCAR? And they're not even letting white people go into businesses for NASCAR? The people who built NASCAR were a bunch of redneck rebels and moonshiners, and now they're being banned from their own sport. Can you believe? I banned NASCAR.
I mean, look, in the past, there have only been a minuscule number of non-white drivers. I mean, that's been a very popular, as you say, a redneck sport. What the hell is happening, Tom? Tell me.
Well, I'll tell you what's happening. You got these dirty Zionists with their filthy money. By the way, the rebel flag was always a staple of any NASCAR race. Dale Earnhardt, all the way going back to Yarborough, all the great drivers, King Richard, and Bill France and all them. And all of a sudden, NASCAR, you can't have a rebel flag? What the hell is this? And you're going to put a Rainbow Coalition flag up? And now we're going to really, what are they going to call these races now, real races? What is the object of a race, Jim? The object of any race is to win the race. And that's what the white, they don't even let the white race do that in their own sport. They want the white male be the winner of their own sport. They're going to have all these minorities winning all these races now. Because they don't even want to promote the white guy to have a driver. They're making them all sissified, trans. They want them all into transsexuals and all that. It's unbelievable what's going on with these kosher conspirators. The kosher conspirators are crazy.
How many non-white NASCAR drivers are there? I'd say probably you could count them on the fingers of one hand.
I would say, yeah, I say maybe there's three or four. And that's my point, Jim. They're trying now. They're giving all these other jobs, you know. It's like, you know, I got a great thing I want to tell you, Jim, to your show and everybody in RBN. You know how you take back this government, Jim? I figured it out. You know how you take back the government? I'm going to tell you how. I'll tell you how I think. You go back. You go work for the government. You get county jobs. You work for the federal government. You make them pay you these big pensions. You go get a fat-ass pension. You go work for the government, even if it's postal service. Go get a county-benefited job. Go get a federal government job where they pay you money. Big money, you get benefits and all that, medical and all that. That's how you take back your government. You take back your government by working for the government. All these minorities are doing. Hell, they're on the water sewer department. You're paying these minority groups to come in here, and these blacks, they're making $150,000 a year with benefits. Not working at Target or not working at Walmart. Go get a county job. Go work for the government. That's what everybody in your audience should be doing. You want to take the government back? Go work for the government. Get these benefits that you're entitled to, like all these minorities get. Now, going back to NASCAR, though, Jim, seriously, how dare these lily white chicken hawks destroy that sport? And I won't watch NASCAR ever again for what I read today. I will never. I don't care if that sport goes up like Bud Light. It can go up like Bud Light. As a matter of fact, I hope it ends up like Bud Light or worse, because it's disgraceful. And how dare would they done the NASCAR turn out the way it is? And I hope the other callers call in, because now they're promoting. As a matter of fact, Jim, what's going to happen when a white guy has a major wreck with one of these black drivers or a Mexican driver or a Hispanic driver? What are they going to call him? They're going to call him out as racist when they get in a fight on the track? When they have a spin out? Jim?
You're making so many great points, Tom. You're absolutely right, I mean, and this is crazy. They're trying to...
It's absolutely crazy.
This is what's known as cultural Marxism. They're trying to destroy the values of the nation. There's even an effort to take down a statue at Arlington National Cemetery that has been there historically. It's a magnificent statue. The one of Theodore Roosevelt, one of the greatest of all Americans, before the Museum of Natural History in New York was taken down. They've taken down statues right and left. And that's, they don't want us to think about our history and where we've been and what we are now as a nation, having surmounted the obstacles of the past. They want to create racial tensions where they have not existed. I mean, how can we be a racist society when we elect a black guy president not once but twice? He, of course, turns out to be a traitor. He turns out to be a traitor to the nation by, among other things, putting our whole electoral system, treating it as infrastructure, into FirstNet, so the government can monitor and manipulate the outcome of election down to the precinct level. That's Barack Obama. Unreal.
Barack Obama was a homosexual, I believe. I believe he's a crackhead. He was smoking pot like crazy. I believe he's having a homosexual love affair. And the guy's a Marxist communist. He's the one that's telling Biden what to do right now. Biden's taking orders from Barry Sortero Hussein Obama, who was born in India. I believe Obama is in a compromised scumbag, and he's the biggest racist that ever sat in the White House. You talking about racist? That guy's a racist. By the way, Jim, the lady in the team.
Yeah, this reverse racism is racism, just as Ramaswamy observed during the GOP debates. And by the way, Trump is saying he's open-minded to the idea of Ramaswamy as a vice presidential running mate. But actually, while I like Ramaswamy a lot, he just doesn't have the background to be vice president. Remember, the sole function of the vice president to be standing by in case the president becomes unavailable for, you know, whatever reason.
My name is
Tom,
John.
You're making a great point. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. When I was younger, when so I much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find, I change my mind, and open up the doors.
Tom, you're completely right. My own research confirms the point you're making, that rock was known as a gay druggie even in his youth, that in Illinois he had a torrid affair with Rahm Emanuel in the bathhouses of Chicago. When he became president, he took Rahm along as his chief of staff. Michelle was jealous and sent him back to Chicago. There's a report also he had a thing with one of his Secret Service bodyguards, Reggie Love by name, as I remember. Michelle didn't like that either. Got rid of him, too. I don't know about this Stefari Campbell. I mean, it has the signs of being a gay sex-related death. Could Michelle have been the one? Tom, and we do have Chance from West Virginia standing by. Go ahead, Tom.
Jim, I got to say this. First off, I want to say a prayer to all the people not the panhandle of Florida. I got my heart goes out for them people. I know what a hurricane is. So God bless those people. Everybody's okay. Back to this, you know, Barry Sotero, Hussein Obama's Jim, his mother was a whore. She was actually she was having sex with different men all over the place. And she had the one guy she was with He was a real father of Obama, was a full-blown communist. He lived in Chicago, and he went to Hawaii. The real man who's the father of Obama, he was a communist. Kerry, remember, he wrote a book. He wrote a book.
Yes.
He was a communist. Look it up. And
I've seen those reports, Tom. I can't thank you enough for calling in. I'm really glad you have done so. Chance in West Virginia. Chance, give us your thoughts. Join the conversation.
You hear me, Jimbo?
Yes.
You know, Jimbo, there was some good points made there, right? Now, look at it this way. If you were the enemy, if you were these powers that shouldn't be scumbags, right? And you look at the white people, you see white people, half the time neighbors don't even know they're neighbors, right?
Yes.
That's easy pickings, brother. All right? That's easy pickings. I could give you countless. I blame this on the white people themselves because they don't know how to freaking get along. Let me tell you something. I can give you countless examples. This is why white people are like fish in a barrel to these scumbags. I hear callers call up. They say things like, oh, I like the guy, but, here comes the but. Uh-oh, get ready, watch out, spread those pressed hams, grab your ankles, because here comes the big sausage straight to your butt. This is the type of crap I hear white people doing to each other. And you expect to take back your country? Come on, what a crock of crap. When the enemy sees white people don't stick together, they move in for the kill. They move in for the kill. I think the way white people treat each other, I don't even think they could win a damn backgammon contest. I don't blame this on the enemy. The enemy is smart. He sees the weaknesses. He sees his bullshit just like I see it. You kidding me? So think about it. Think about it. As long as white people act like idiots like this, they deserve what they get. I hate to say it. I'm not proud to say it, but it's a fact. And with that, Jimbo, keep up the good work now, brother.
Thanks, Chance. Those were very sobering thoughts. Thanks for calling in. Joe in Florida. Joe, join the conversation.
Hey, Dr. Fetzer, thanks for taking my call. Great to hear you, and this show is turning to a big success. I think you're fitting in perfectly, as I predicted on RBN. Hey, listen, there's something that's been going on. It's been totally, there's so much crap happening all over that it's easy to miss these things. So I don't know if you saw this, the shooter on the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, on Tuesday. Did you hear, see anything about that story?
I didn't pay much attention. You know, I've done so many of these false flags. Tell me about the North Carolina shooter.
Right. I don't blame you. So Tuesday, this is Thursday, right? I mean, this is Wednesday. What day is it? I'm losing track. Anyway, on the 28th, it was 2 days ago, all of a sudden, CNN, MSNBC have this report, shooter on campus at University of North Carolina. So they're hyping it up. They're hoping it's going to be a white guy, right? And then all of a sudden, it's revealed that this guy is an Asian guy. So he instantly lost interest, right? But the fascinating thing about how they memory hold this, because now they're not talking about it, this guy turns out to be a second-year Chinese PhD candidate. The name is
Hey, Joe, hold that thought, Joe. We'll pick it up right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne, That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Joe, let me take a look here. Let me give a little report of what we got here. And by the way, this was at North Carolina Chapel Hill, where I taught for a year, 80-81, in the Department of Philosophy. A suspect in the fatal shooting of a faculty member at the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill is a graduate student at the school, Talai Qi. The grad student was charged with first-degree murder and having a gun on education property in court Tuesday. He did not enter a plea, was ordered held without bond. The victim was identified as Zijie Yan, an associate professor in the Department of Applied Physical Sciences, who had worked at UNC since 2019. The two knew each other. Notice they both appear to be Chinese. He was a grad student in the same department. Yan was his faculty advisor. According to Kai's UNC biographical page, which had been deleted but was found by the Wayback Machine, he entered the school in 2022, listed his previous education at Louisiana State and Wuhan University. Now, apparently this was with a 9mm handgun. Let me just say, so far as I can see, this is on the up and up. Let me give you a couple of reasons. It's not mass murder. This is an individual shooting. There are all kinds of pressures in graduate school why a graduate student might get bent out of shape with their advisor. It's not being sensationalized. I don't think it's being suppressed because the guy wasn't white. I just think that this all, it all looks to me like it's on the up and up. Joe, go ahead. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I hear you, but this is my perspective. Maybe you can see what I'm trying to get at. I wanted to say, parenthetically, the origins of the COVID, it's a bioweapon, I believe. I don't believe that it was China that did this. I believe this is absolutely provable that the diabolical mass murderer Anthony Fauci is responsible for the creation of this thing. It's funding millions of dollars to that Wuhan lab. So what I do find suspicious, yes, first of all, it's the memory hold, okay? It didn't fit their narrative, right? They were looking for a white guy shooting black people. Oops, wait a minute, he's Asian, let's not cover it anymore. But more importantly, I think there's another, could be, my question is, a motive for the memory holding. So UNC Chapel Hill is very, very right in the middle of the creation of this deadly bioweapon. The reality and the exploration of what's been going on at the labs at UNC Chapel Hill for a long time has been totally memory holed and blocked out by these psychopaths who want us to believe that, oh, some pangolin had sex with a monkey and that's how it was created. I think it's more important to look at this. This guy is, and it's just a question, because he worked in a lab at UNC Chapel Hill. He murdered, it wasn't a mass shooting, right? They weren't interested in what was a mass shooting, but he murdered a fellow Chinese who was his supervisor in the lab. Okay, I'm not saying I know what the motive is. It's obviously not a mass shooting, but I think that they memory hold it precisely because it focuses attention on this laboratory and the funding that's been going on from criminals like Anthony Fauci and others in the government that have promoted these bioweapons. I think that COVID started at University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, and I think others agree with me.
Well, there are various reports that it was being pursued at UC Chapel Hill after it was initiated. I think at, wasn't it in Maryland that the, you know, military originally? Yeah, Fort Detrick. Very good. Very good, Joe. And some work was done at UC Chapel Hill, yes. I think that's probably true. But I just don't see how this fits, you know, one way or another regarding that scenario. Joe, I would say in this case, it really looks to me, I mean, you know, I do an awful lot with these shootings. This looks to me like it's on the up and up. And I just don't think it has political benefits because it was an honest shooting, you know, of a grad student pissed off with a faculty member. Believe me, I find that entirely plausible. We don't know more about the details.
The story. I agree.
Fairly preliminary. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I agree with you that it's obviously not a mass shooting and there's nothing wrong about it, but I'm just asking the questions because, frankly, Dr. Fetzer, I don't trust anything that anybody says that comes out of University of North Carolina or any of these labs that were funded by Fauci. And even just the fact that it's now memory hold. Well, why isn't there any media coverage about this guy? It reminds me a little bit like that Jewish doctor at Harvard University at the time when COVID first broke out, the case up in Boston where I can't think of his last name now. He was arrested at Logan Airport and had other Chinese students smuggling in viruses or out viruses because he was making like $50,000 to $100,000 a month. I'm not one of these China suspicious people. I think this is all an American CIA plot that needs to be held accountable. Dr. Fauci needs to be held accountable. I think he's a war criminal, crimes against humanity. Yeah. I just wanted to throw that question out because I think it's worth asking questions about. Other than that, thanks, Dr. Fetzer, because your show is already a hit.
Sure, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Thanks very much. Yeah, no, I agree about Fauci. He's going to go down in world history as the greatest mass murderer of them all. The number of deaths for which he will be responsible will exceed those of Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot. I mean, Adolf Hitler, you put them all together. Fauci is going to be responsible for more deaths. He is going to go down, you know, in the dictionary under mass murder. We should find his photograph. Mike in California, join the conversation, Mike.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Dr. Fetzer? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
This Kevin McCarthy is a frickin' pussy. Why isn't he helping President Trump out? Why isn't he cutting the funding for Jack Smith? Why is he such a frickin' pussy? He's not helping Trump at all.
Mike, it's interesting. I just had a conversation earlier today about Kevin McCarthy in just that vein, that he's proving to be a weakling as a speaker, and it's very disturbing. I share your concern, Mike. More. You want to add more?
The funding for Jack Smith, they can cut his funding right off.
Yeah. Well, if he has that ability, it would be a worthy and appropriate thing to do. I do agree, Mike.
Why isn't he filing Jack impeachment Smith, proceedings? Why
Jack
isn't
Smith
he impeaching
is just
Biden?
Jack Smith is just a hired legal gunslinger. I mean, it's and his cases get frequently reversed because he stretches the law to make indictments that are not actually warranted by the facts or the law properly understood. Your point's good, Mike. Is there more you want to say about it?
Okay, so if Trump is convicted before the election, he can still appeal and stretch these appeals out so he can win the presidency, right?
He can run regardless, even if he were convicted, which I find he might get convicted because some of these have the character of kangaroo courts, but they'll be certainly overturned on appeal. These are all political stunts. They're just running election interference, just as he has said. They're just trying to smear him.
If he wins the presidency, can he pardon himself?
Well, that's an interesting question, but honestly, these cases are so flimsy, they don't have a basis in facts or in law. None of them is going to be sustainable, none of them. But also, and more importantly, they do not inhibit his running or even serving as president. I mean, that's remarkable, but there it is. And as you can see from the story I reported earlier, blacks are rallying around Trump because they feel he's a brother because he's been abused by the same judicial system that has abused them historically. So I think this is just backfiring on the Democrats, Mike.
Our only choice. I'm with you on that, Jim. He's the only one. It's Trump or bust. Hey, have a good day, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the call. Reese in New York City. Reese, join the conversation. Glad to have you back again.
Well, I'll tell you, it's glad. I'm happy to be on with you, Jim. Let me just say this because I always get cut off at the end because there's so many callers. Jim Fetzer is an American treasure, folks, and nothing less. So I'm proud to be on with you, and I've got some contributions. And by the way, I want to just thank you for all that you're doing because you're doing a tremendous work in bringing out this many of the hoaxes and what's the ongoing fires in Maui and La Jolla. I mean, you're doing a yeoman's work here. You're devoting a lot of time, so I just want to let you know, I think I speak for all the listeners that we appreciate you greatly.
Now, thank you, Reese. I appreciate
that. Are you ready for a few points here? I'm not going to preach to the converted. I'd love to go into Marxist Obama and his grandfather that was CIA. That's why he got the name Sotoro, because his father went on a CIA assignment down to Indonesia. But that's not important right now. The more important point is the one that you mentioned, and I think one of your, I think it was Tom mentioned, about the ongoing Marxist revolution. And I've studied these revolutions going back to, of course, the French Revolution to the present. But just to give a couple of bullet points here, that revolution started with Abraham Lincoln. Most people do not know Lincoln was an avid reader of Karl Marx's journal, his column that was in the New York Times. That very few people know about that. There's even written correspondence between Lincoln and Marx. They got him elected through influence peddling money, you know, to promote him in order to bring about the Civil War, which Otto von Bismarck warned us was being plotted by the Rothschilds and their minions in Europe to divide America and weaken it. So now we come to the 20th century, and we have Emma Goldman's failed revolution. We have communists, basically, you know, Jim, what happened with the McCarthy hearings. We had communists infiltrating Hollywood, getting into politics. We had communists right around Woodrow Wilson and FDR in the White House. There was a guy, a famous man, ex-school, I think he was a principal, William Wirt, that was in the White House when FDR was collaborating with, White, and White was really in his Weiss and a whole host of them. And he said he heard them say they're going to dismantle this republic brick by brick when he was there. He went public. He published articles. He was attacked as an anti-Semite, and they buried the story. Try to find that article by William Wirt. They made it very hard to find. So here we are in the end game. Jim, all this research that you've done into the school shootings, I understand as a student of particularly of history and the revolutions where that plays in. These school shootings are to prepare our Supreme Court to do away with our Second Amendment. In every country where the communists took over, first they disarmed the people, and then they starved them to death as they did in Russia and the Ukraine and Mao's China, and we could go on and on, in Africa, Idi Amin. They follow the same template. First, disarm the people, make a criticizing government punishable by death or imprisonment, like the Russian gulags with Solzhenitsyn. And we're in the end game now. They got their man in, Obama, who was a Marxist. You know, his father was Frank Marshall Davis, probably the most foaming-from-the-mouth Marxist in the 20th century on American soil. So this is the end game, the overthrow of an elected presidential election. The COVID virus, to do away with our freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. Now they're attacking the First Amendment, which Trump was and his followers, his supporters were doing on January 6th, which is right to grievance. Now, hold on here. Somebody's calling me. Let me send up the voicemail. So that was a redress of grievance. Think, folks, how far we are down the road when you won't hear that mentioned even on Fox. They won't mention that it was not even unconstitutional. So, Jim, what you're doing is you're alerting the public. We need the men and the women, by the way, who are sometimes the most outspoken and bold. They need to start speaking brashly. You remember when the ex-communists spoke on American television about Americans being demoralized, Yuri Bezmenov. The only way, I'm an expert in cult mind control, and a form of mind control known as cognitive dissonance or double mind programming. And America is now under mass cognitive dissonance. Here's how you get out of it. It's difficult to escape from. You have to start speaking very bluntly, brashly, even rudely. That's how you reverse cognitive dissonance. Stop being polite. Stop cajoling people and, you know, being afraid to call people out. And maybe we got a chance. There's an awakening. What do you think, Jim?
Well, Reese, that's very interesting. Yeah, being a little more blunt, being less diplomatic, less deferential. I think there's definitely something to that. Of course, it depends on who you're dealing with, right? But, I mean, each of us, certainly I, have to deal with family members who hold very different views than do I, even my own wife, Reese.
Yes.
You know, since Trump... We've had a parting of the ways. We were pretty much on the same frequency up to that point in time when I saw him as a breath of fresh air, much needed for America. And I've been steadfast in spite of his shortcomings and failings. I mean, he has made his share of mistakes, there's no doubt. But I do think he's the only force that can remedy the situation we're in now. I mean, look at the damage that the Biden admin has done in, what, 2.5 years? Unbelievable. Go back to
the
surging economy, energy independent. We had the border lockdown. We have good justices being appointed to the Supreme Court. Absolutely incredible how much damage Biden, the puppet, has done.
You know, I'm seeing it firsthand. Most of the listeners are not in a concentrated area like New York City, and I'm in some of the bad areas. You want to see what Joe Biden's America looks like. You cannot believe it. It is clear and unmistakable. I've seen it today. Homeless, whores sitting on curbs lined all the way down the block in neighborhoods. People being assaulted out in the open. I'm seeing people slugging it out on the streets. Two women were stabbed to death the other day leaving for work at 6:30 in the morning. Two teens where I was working were shot. One was killed, 14 and 15. That's only a sampling of it. If people are getting pushed on subways into subway tracks, they're not reporting on these crimes.
Yes.
So this is Joe Biden's America, Jim. And I'll tell you, folks, this is it.
Yes.
It's time to push back. It really is.
Reese, I want you to hang around, but I got another caller here. We got John from Northern Michigan. John, join the conversation.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. I'm right across the pond near Traverse City, but Kevin McCarthy is a shill. He's with the Senior Executive Committee. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but they're a secret little group for all of these criminals that are posing as conservatives. So I wouldn't trust him one bit about anything. And then going back to cognitive dissonance, it's the education system, Jim. They brought it into Michigan, Oregon, and Pennsylvania back in the mid-90s through executive order. We had a Republican scumbag, Engler, bring it in. He had complete control over the funding, and he sent it up to Northern Michigan here to implement it. It was all developed by behavioral psychologists, and it was done in Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. So that was their trial run. It was all thought up by David Rockefeller, Hillary Clinton, Ira Magaziner, who was part of the education system, and others. But the whole system was to take us to where we're at right now with people that are 50 and older are pretty much dumb or don't have the reasoning or even capability of really a rational thought because of how they've been educated. It's the education system, folks. Lawyers, judges, board members, they're all been through this outcome-based educated dumbing down. Charlotte Isherby talked about, and she just said, it's too late, John. That was before she passed away. I talked with her. So people just have to try to educate the people. I'm dealing with a 22-year-old right now that he's finally sees that he was abused in the school system where they implemented it first and threw him on Ritalin. And I, you know, he just felt he wasn't worthy. Very smart boy, man right now, but he's realizing that he was screwed. I showed him the information, and he's a whole different person now as far as how he thinks and how he feels about himself. So it's the education system, folks, and that's why the black folks were tried first in the Chicago Project. That's just south of you, Jim, back in the 60s, and that's where they picked up their concept and ran with it, and we have the result right now. And then everybody above 50 is medical model dumbed down. So it's a perfect storm, Jim.
Yes, I had... It's to be on as a guest myself about the, you know, the dumbing down of America. It's just appalling. I think the fluoride in the water, which turns out to be a neurotoxin. When I was growing up in Southern California, the John Birch Society was calling fluoride a communist plot, and that was thought to be kind of a fantasy. But it turns out fluoride actually does kill brain cells. So it's a really bad idea to have fluoride in our water. And I can't begin to list, you know, how many other stories we thought were crazy at the time have turned out to be exactly right. So, you know, I mean, everyone knows I even am known as the conspiracy guy. But what I do is, you know, apply scientific reasoning to sort out what really happened. And when it comes to the moon landing or JFK or 9/11 or Wellstone or Sandy Hook or the Boston bombing, more, the government has been lying to us again and again and again about every one of those. As I've observed about their attacks on Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, they demonize her because she's actually very active and tried to sort out the truth. So they attack conspiracy theorists because we're investigating crimes that more often than not lead back to the government. So, of course, they want to marginalize us and defeat us from success. But we're going to persevere. We are going to persevere. John, I think you've made a number of excellent points. Further thoughts?
Well, I just want everyone out there to realize that homeschooling, we ended up pulling our children out here, and we had to reteach them. They were 7th and 9th graders. We had to show them so much. And that the children, they say, belong to the school, and I think that has to tie into the birth certificate that I've heard information on before, where the state becomes part of the family, and that's one of their arguments, I think, that gives them the strength to not that they're on that license so that they can have control over your family, but the woman's name is usually of her maiden name, which makes the child a bastard, which is a ward of the state, and all of these citizens, or 14th Amendment citizens that we all are, do not really have any jurisdiction when it comes to their legalese crap.
I'm getting the impression that these child services are not legit or are mixed in their motive. And, of course, the outrage that no one in Hawaii seems concerned about over 1,000 children that have just disappeared. I can't think of any more damning circumstance than for the government, the state government there, and local government to be treating these missing children as though they didn't even exist. I mean, this is just outrageous.
That's the dumbing
what
down.
What more way in which the Democrat is taking hits up against the side of his head that I don't think it can recover from. But that's, of course, the case, why they have to steal the elections. Just as Mike Adams so eloquently explained in those couple of paragraphs. John, yes, add a further thought.
Education has really numbed the type of education that's been presented. Okay, I think we're at the end, Jim. Hey. Thanks, I'll talk to you on another show.
Thank you for calling. Reese, Mike, Joe, all excellent. Thanks, everyone. Glad to be here at RBN. Mike, great job.
I just need someone to love.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.